The partial government shutdown may be cooling the red-hot market for biotech IPOs. That's because the Security and Exchange Commission suspended normal functions and companies can't go public without SEC approval. This freeze in the IPO pipeline applies to all business sectors, but the timing is particularly bad for some Massachusetts biotechs. WBUR's Callum Borchers reports.
January could have been a great month for a biotech firm to launch what's known as a roadshow for an IPO. A roadshow is just what it sounds like. Executives go on the road and show prospective investors why they should buy a lot of stock.
I'm not aware of anybody who has started a roadshow during the shutdown.
Patrick O'Brien is a partner at Ropes & Gray in Boston. He's part of the small circle of lawyers who counsel companies through the IPO process in Massachusetts' booming biotech industry. O'Brien says he knows of more than one firm whose IPO is stalled by the shutdown, but he declined to identify the companies. He says one problem is that investors don't want to waste time meeting with companies whose IPO dates are up in the air.
At the end of the roadshow, the SEC has to actually do something, that is, declare the registration statement effective. And since they're not open for business to do that, you can't actually complete your IPO.
Before the shutdown, January looked promising. Cambridge-based Moderna Therapeutics closed 2018 by smashing the IPO record for a biotech company. It raised $604 million. Then the industry gathered for the annual J.P. Morgan Healthcare Conference. It's an opportunity to impress investors, says venture capitalist Jorge Conde from Andreessen Horowitz.
Where biotech ends up in the year almost always sets the mood for what happens a week and a half later at J.P. Morgan in San Francisco.
The conference was just last week, so this would normally be an ideal time for biotech executives to follow up with those fund managers they schmoozed over cocktails. The shutdown complicates this deal-making, though it's unclear how many biotech IPOs are affected. Framingham-based Alcyon withdrew its application on the same day the SEC said operations are on hold, but the lawyer advising Alcyon, Peter Handrinos, says he can't comment on whether the shutdown caused the company's decision. He does have some general comments.
The situation with the shutdown and its impact on the SEC probably has impacted some companies. Companies that have done the prep, to answer your question, absolutely, I think are sort of eager to get out if they can, and now is the time that they want to do it.
Handrino says volatility in the stock market is another factor for companies considering an IPO. And when the shutdown does end, one question will be, how long is the backlog at the SEC? For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.